We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. An email from a P1 Scott who says, I missed the segment on the Uber driver cranking it in the ladies' bathroom yesterday. Yep, it was about this time in a dim report that an Uber driver had asked a woman after he dropped her off at home, I've really got to use the bathroom. Do you mind? She said, no, come on in. I said I would have done the same thing, but I'm naive to the ways of the world.
In many ways.
Yes. Big and Chris Tim said, nope. I feel like most of the time people are good at heart. He would just use the bathroom and left. Unfortunately, he cranked it in her bathroom.
You know, I don't want to go too inside the numbers on this.
Yeah.
But do you think he went in to really just use the bathroom and then the mood struck him while he was there? Or do you think he thought, or is this his fetish? Like, I'm going to go in.
Women's bathroom.
And I'm going to crank this.
We've just found her super attractive sitting in the back of his car.
Yeah, I find her super hot. And it's the idea of being in her home.
But didn't he open the door and expose, or no, she knocked on the door, but he didn't like clean up real quick and say, oh,
yeah, he was
sorry.
Still in the act.
Yeah.
And he.
Do you think he thought in some weird fantasy of his that she'd be ready into it?
Maybe. Well, maybe he was. I hope for the sense of, you know.
I love you.
Because
I gave you 5 stars.
I felt an instant connection.
Because I believe in people, I want to think he just went into the bathroom and thought, I'm really all of a sudden in the mood to crank one out.
Yeah. So if it was you, you would have opened the door and been like, oh, sorry, I'll let you finish. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
Is there a glamour magazine in here?
You know?
All there are highlights.
sorry. Later, we had heard from another P1 listener who said he used to install and service satellite dishes. Mm. And his partner always would ask to use the bathroom of the homeowner.
Not because he needed to use the facilities.
He was stealing drugs from their medicine cabinets. Whereas our caller said, I politely peed in their bushes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right.
Which, again, not to go too inside the numbers, I kind of like his honesty. Where he's like, hey, man, why do you spend so much time going in people's houses in their bathrooms? Oh, I'm trying to steal their medicine.
Right.
All right, now hand me that wire.
Right. And he's like, oh, really?
We're about done here?
I just pee all over the shrubs here.
Yeah.
I know. Well.
I was in the rhododendron.
Okay. And they never looked better, by the way.
And frankly, if I saw somebody, well, I mean, I wonder when do people discover their pills are missing? Because that's what we found many, many times with kids, teenagers, steal their parents' stuff.
It would take a long time, I think, for me. Well, I'm not on any medication. All right. Full disclosure. I'm on Nova.
Well, that's not true right now.
Oh, you're right.
You're on a cream.
As of today, I'm on a cream on my face. You're right. So that's the only one that I have. And I keep that front and center so that no one touches it or anything. I put it right there on my, I would know. It's reminding me to put it on when I brush my teeth.
Does it have a smell?
No.
Good.
It's been good so far.
Yeah.
Again, I don't feel any as of right now.
You're impervious.
No burn.
To modern med.
Yeah. No burn as of yet.
I think by Friday you'll be in a whole different mood.
Well, let's see. Person. We'll just see. Scott says, I missed the segment on the Uber driver cranking it in the ladies' bathroom, but I heard you mention it. It reminded me of a story. In college, some buddies and I got an Uber home from the club, got to talking to the driver while in the car. He seemed like a cool guy, so naturally, we invited him up to our apartment to smoke some weed. Okay? He did. He ended up crashing on the couch. Next morning, he was still there. I wander out and realize, oh my God, he's got a gun on his hip the entire time. Cool, man. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay,
yeah. All's well that ends well.
So you got a guy sleeping on your couch with a gun on his hip after you've smoked a little weed with him.
Yeah.
You think that happens a lot? Well, you said in the pizza delivery driver game, a lot of times guys will invite you in to have a little weed in lieu of a tip.
Sure, yeah. Or just to just be the ones who got you high.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, oh, we smoked with the pizza driver.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing, at least with the Uber driver, you are your own boss.
Mm-hmm.
You can go clock whenever you want.
He did. He did.
You know, with pizza, you have to get back to the store and clock out.
Chris Kelly, you would have fallen for the weed. You'd have fallen for the girls who give you the, you know, like I had two girls one time tell me, you know, we'll flash you if our order's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $45. And I was like, I'm going to need that money.
Well, I need more than a little flat.
You take the titties?
You
take them.
I mean, because you're covering that $45 on your own then.
Could I have a little more then? Instead of just flash, can I get a little more?
I didn't bargain. I just said I'm going to need the $45.
What do you want? Porn?
I want a little show. You want the movie? I want a little show, you know. Mm-hmm.
They were offended, too. And they're like, you don't want to see our boobs? I was like, not for $45 I got to pay for.
Well, that's what I would have said. How much, what more can you do for me? Is that too
much? Oh, no.
All right, put your hands up. This is a sting.
We got one. Scramble, scramble.
The rest of it's solicitation.
What? Oh, man, I never even thought.
This is entrapment.
That is entrapment. I think if they...
They jiggle their boobies.
If they say, I'll jiggle my boobs for $45 free pizza, and I say, well, it's not worth that to me, but how about a little more, you know? Will you touch it?
Ew.
I mean, I'm young. I'm driving a pizza.
It's a medium sausage. No, I don't want that. I'm not touching you.
Would you touch my medium sausage for your medium sausage?
Keep the pizza.
You know, that's what I would have said. Can you cut him some slack? We just talked about Harambe, the gorilla. 10 years ago, a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old got into the enclosure in the Cincinnati Zoo. The gorilla, Harambe, picked him up. Took him around.
He was carrying around the pen. I remember the details now a little bit more.
10 minutes later, they shot him dead. Biggie's been incensed ever since. Cincinnati Chili is off his list. He won't do it. He'll go to Cincinnati. He'll see a Reds game. He will not go to the Cincinnati Zoo. Now, the reason was the parents weren't paying attention, so the kid got into the gorilla enclosure. A kid in the Netherlands has damaged a very expensive Mark Rothko painting worth an estimated $56 million inside a museum in Rotterdam. The parents weren't paying attention, and the child got up to the painting and scratched it with his nails. It was in an area normally guarded, but it was not guarded for just the hour that they were there. And the child went over and did some damage. The child has not been identified, and no word on what it will cost to repair the painting. But, again, it's worth $56 million.
Good Lord.
Can you cut the parents some slack? The kid, I don't even know the age. They won't even give the age of the kid. But I'm assuming he's 3 or 4. They are researching the next steps in trying to treat the painting. Wow. I don't think you can cut him any slack. In a museum setting, I think you have to keep your eyes on the kid.
I want to.
I think you have to keep your eyes on the kid.
It seems to me with the advent of these art terrorists, you know, people throwing things at paintings.
Yeah.
We hear more and more that these great works of art are protected by glass.
I know. I was shocked that the kid
that it's still right there.
That was the biggest surprise to me. It's worth $56 million. I couldn't believe it should be under glass. There should be no way that could be damaged. I can't imagine it. Isaac, you're talking about pizza delivery. I said if somebody offered me, you know, the chance to, I will show our boobs for the $45 pizza, I might say, well, what more would
what
you
else
do?
You got?
You talked to me about, has this happened to you?
Yes, sir, it did. I worked in North Myrtle Beach for Papa John's back in 97, 98. I got an order to Tidewater Golf. The villa's up in there somewheres. There were 2 strippers that answered the door. I was dumbfounded. I'm like, oh, yes, yes. They asked me in, you want a drink? You want a drink? You want to smoke? I'm like, no, man, I'm on the clock. I can't do that. How about a lap dance? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Great. Great.
Thank you, sir.
Great story. Yes. Now, did you have to
best tip ever?
Did you give them the pizza for free, or was that just your tip?
No, that was my tip. They actually gave me cash for tip as well. But also, I did get delivered down to the Galleon one night. The lady said, hey, can I show you my tip? I got $9, and the pizza was like $11.07. I said, sure. She flipped them right up in front of me. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
I love your style, Isaac. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
I love it. Biggie would not for the $45, but Isaac did. He covered
for $11 pie.
$11 to cover $2, I'd probably go
there. Then you do it. Thanks, Isaac. You have a way with words. You really tell.
Life.
You tell a great story. That's well done. So I feel like you can't cut these parents any slack.
I mean, part of it is on the museum, I suppose.
They had no.
But they may have those little rope lines around the painting where you're not supposed to get. Within 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever it is.
They did. He slipped under the rope and nailed it with his fingernails and got it. Man, that and for art to be that expensive. Do you think, you know, you were asking if somebody stole your pills out of the medicine cabinet, how long would it take you to notice? Biggie and I watched this show, this new John Hamm show. He steals from his neighbors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's called Your Friends and Neighbors, and he's lost his job, and he's got to keep up appearances because he lives in an incredibly rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
So he'll just be in somebody's house and lift a watch in their closet or a pile of cash. Well, now he has to keep pushing the envelope. So now he's gone in to one house, and they had a $1 million painting over the mantle, over the fireplace. He has an exact copy, which he put up, and he stole the $1 million painting.
How did he get the big one out and the replacement in?
He worked with a guy who sells art, and they're in it together, so he gets a cut. So the guy's going to sell the painting, and everybody gets a cut, and his partner has somebody that can disable the security systems.
Oh.
So he goes in, they take an hour, the family's on vacation, they take an hour, they get the painting out, they re-put the new fake up there. It looks exactly like it. And he's like, this guy will never notice. You know, do you think you'd I don't think I would ever notice.
Probably
that.
Not.
No. I mean, there's almost imperceptible differences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are some. The paint was not exactly the same. Biggie's nodding. He knows. He saw that episode. And it continues to spiral out of control for him. My thing was, this looks like a great thing to do because at first, John Hamm's just taking things left and right and selling them, and it's just great. But then,
could you break into your neighbor's homes?
I don't think so, because I think I'd be on camera. He has to have a partner who has an in with the security companies that disables cameras.
Say our engineer goes with you.
Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I know Drew. I don't know if he's good under that kind of pressure.
Well, the two of us together or that kind of, it'd be tough to do.
And the thing is, in this show, everyone in that neighborhood is so rich.
They are.
That they don't lock their doors or they don't set their alarms because there's this sense of no one can break in here. We have security at the gates and we're so rich. Mm-hmm. No one would, you know, none of our neighbors would do this.
But now people are starting to notice a little bit. So now they're on they're like, hey, somebody's stealing from us. We need to start turning on our alarms.
Are they blaming the help first?
Of course.
Of course you turn on the help.
Some of the help's been fired already.
Yeah. And the funny thing I never thought of is all the rich people are like, well, I just need the paperwork because I got to get the insurance on this.
Yeah. They just collect money when it's all done.
For a $10,000 watch.
Yeah.
In fact, John Hamm is caught trying to steal something by someone who is the help. And incredibly attractive.
Smoking.
Oh, okay. Don't give too much away then.
Didn't see that coming, but incredibly attractive. Can you cut him some slack? A woman is being ridiculed because she went to a Broadway show and brought with her a can of tuna, which she ate.
No, no slack.
She ate it during the intermission.
No.
No, zero slack.
And no.
Somebody got a video of it and put up on TikTok. Can you believe the gall of this woman?
It stinks.
Yeah, yes.
That's a stinky food.
You know where I say that's audacity at an all-time high.
Really was.
Yeah.
And she was eating tuna. And everybody around her was like, were you raised by wolves? This is awful. It stinks. The entire place stunk.
Yeah.
She was eating her tuna.
Occasionally, we'll have someone here bring fish.
Mm-hmm.
And put that in the break room microwave. And that just smells up everything.
It stinks.
You think... But I feel like you should be able to bring what you want.
You can't bring in outside snacks to most places.
Can you not? Even here to the workplace? The workplace.
Well, workplace is different.
Now, there, no, it's totally different. I mean, I'm making a tuna dish right now that consists of vinegar, tuna, avocado, and cucumbers. And my daughter, you should see her every time I make it. I did it last night. It's terrific.
Mm.
Sprinkle a little
tuna douche.
That's your new nickname in my phone.